a minute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, come on. As we say in the South, when you say good morning, you say, that's better. That's better. Yes. I'm only temporarily in California for the rest of my life, probably. But I'm Art Kellerman. I am co-chair of this august group and this important process, along with Andrew Rozak from HRSA, and we want to welcome you to this event. I'm going to start by passing things over to Helen for a moment, who's going to offer a few introductory comments. But we very much appreciate your coming here today. We very much appreciate your bringing your background, your experience, your disciplinary expertise, and your knowledge of a complex and complementary literature as we go through the process today. I'll have a few more remarks in a moment, but I wanted to hand things over to Helen, let her start, and then Andrew and I will offer a couple of comments before we move into the agenda.
Great. Good morning, everybody. Thanks for coming. Really pleased to see such a great crowd, including many of our federal colleagues, as well as our colleagues from UNC for a great kickoff commission paper. I think this will be a great discussion. I just wanted to briefly give us a couple of comments about frameworks. We do frameworks at NQF. We have endorsed, it's one of our endorsed standards. We endorse frameworks, preferred practices, and measures. And I want to set the context. There are basically two kinds of frameworks that we tend to do. We tend to either do frameworks when it's a completely new area of measurement, and we think it's useful to set up almost a tree of domains and subdomains that people then begin to populate with the needed measures or practices as they see fit. A couple of examples of that, recently did some work on cultural competency and a framework for that that clearly identified the key domains and subdomains where we hope measures will emerge. The second kind of framework, and I think this one sort of fits in both camps a bit, is when there's a new area of measurement where it's not so much an issue of identifying the key domains and subdomains and the measurement gaps, but really thinking through a set of principles about how this measurement area may move forward. So, for example, we did a measurement framework just a couple years back looking at an episode of care framework and how you would begin to align cost and quality together to get it value. The thought is that there may be opportunities in this project to think both about measure gaps, but also there might be some interesting principles, as we've had some of the discussions on the telephone, about, for example, when can you take measures that were developed for the healthcare system at the provider level and think about opportunities to have that flex up and down? Are there certain principles, just as an example, you might pick to select which kinds of measures would be most likely to be appropriate to flex up and down? So issues like that. You've got a great team with you today on our side. They really know how to do this stuff, but also great chairs, and really pleased to have all this input from this group, our federal partners, and I'll turn it back over to Art.
Thank you. A couple of quick housekeeping measures. You will notice we have these really cute microphones. They have a button. When you push the button, you get a little glowing red light. That tells you that you're active and you can speak. The reason for this is not because this room isn't small enough that our voices could carry, but so they can capture this for posterity, because when you offer particularly pithy or compelling comment and we're going, oh, I wish I'd written that down, it will be on tape if you push the little button. It's equally important when you stop. So I may from time to time have to remind some of you over the course of the day to hit your little red button or unhit your little red button. Second, I really do want to encourage everybody to be candid and forthcoming with your comments. The goal of this process is to make this document, make this the best possible start in a very important arena of work, which is to develop quality measures for regionalized systems of emergency care. We have a very solid beginning. I know we can make it even better. And all of you around the table, I know, will have good thoughts, good ideas. This is not an occasion to be shy. Please speak up. Please contribute. This is a collective process, and the goal is to have the best possible document that we can collectively put together. And so that's also very important. The third request I would offer, unlike me at the moment, please be brief. When you offer comments, try to be succinct. Andy and I from time to time might ask you to please wrap up your comments only because we want to have as much give and take around the table as possible. If one of your colleagues has made a terribly compelling point and you know it's a great point and you really feel like if you could only have 5 minutes to say it again, we would really get it, it's okay to say, I agree with Dr. Mayer, and that will capture your sentiments perfectly. But again, the goal is to be dynamic, move forward, work through the information, and come out of this with the best possible product. And again, I want to thank all of you for your time, your journeys, for those of you who came from a long way, and most importantly, for your knowledge and your experience and your insights as we go through the day. Andrew?
I agree with Dr. Kellerman. Thank you very much for everyone for attending. This is a very important process. Thank you particularly to the NQS staff, Eric and Sally, and numerous others who have worked on this, and UNC who has started this off on the right track. So I really appreciate everyone's time and effort. We do have a jam-packed agenda, as you've all noted. So I would like to go ahead and move into it and get started if we could, please. I believe we're going to do the disclosure of interest. And go ahead, Sally.
Okay. As all of you may recall, we did a request that you complete a written disclosure of interest form some time ago. Today we ask that you orally disclose any interest that you consider relevant to your participation on the committee and that you believe your fellow committee members should be aware of. We do not ask you to summarize your entire CV or everything that you may have revealed, but things that you may consider particularly relevant to the service on this committee. We suggest that you disclose grants that you have received in the last 2 years, as well as consulting or speaking relationships that may have that you may have within an organization. I also want to remind you that you serve on this committee as an individual, not as a representative of your employer or any other group with which you may be affiliated, including the group that may have nominated you. So what we're going to do is, while you do your brief introduction, then please also follow that up with a disclosure of interest that you think is important and relevant to this committee and that you want your committee members to be aware of. So we can go ahead and perhaps just start with Andy and then move around the table.
All right, thank you. My name is Andrew Rozak. I guess I should disclose that I work at the United States Department of Health and Human Services for the Health Services and Resources Administration. I'm their senior policy advisor in the Office of the Administrator for Special Health Affairs.
Art Kellerman. For the last year, I've been worked for the RAND Corporation and currently direct RAND Health. Current funding includes contracts with the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality and HHS ASPR, but RAND Health obviously does work with a number of federal, state, and local agencies and foundations. I've also done work in the past with CDC and NIH. I have no industry ties to speak of. I am co-patent holder on a use patent for progesterone and traumatic brain injury, and that is at an experimental level in clinical trials and not available for marketing or for inappropriate promotion. So you will not be hearing me advocate that during this meeting.
Hello, I'm Ron Mayer. I'm a general surgeon, trauma surgeon, chief of surgery at Harborview Medical Center, which is the level one trauma center for one quarter of the landmass of America, as we like to say, including Alaska and part of Montana. It's easy. I'm a professor of surgery at the University of Washington. I've been there my whole career, 30-plus years, which gives me the background and interest in today's topic. I have a major component of my time is spent with the GLUE grant, which is a consortium grant from NIGMS, looking at the genomic response to injury serially over time, working with Stanford, Harvard, and the consortium in that effort. I have been the recent chair of the board of directors of the Trauma Center Association of America, which is a somewhat dissimilar source of a collection of volunteer trauma centers who collaborate to trying to put together information primarily at the CEO level for financial stability and strength of the trauma centers in their various institutions. Should not be a conflict for this group. And then I guess last I should throw in, my son just graduated last year and got an outrageously paying job at Covidian, but I don't think I'll be bringing up anything for Covidian while we're here today.
Joseph Wright, I am Senior Vice President at Children's National Medical Center here in the District of Columbia, and I'm a pediatric emergency physician by training. I've been there 20 years and am a professor of pediatrics, emergency medicine, and health policy at the George Washington University Schools of Medicine and Public Health. In terms of relationships that I need to disclose, I am the principal investigator of the Emergency Medical Services for Children's National Resource Center, and have been a continuously funded grantee in the EMSC program for 15 years. I also serve on the American Academy of Pediatrics Committee on Pediatric Emergency Medicine, and I'm also a member of the National EMS Advisory Council. No industry ties, and I think that's it.
Thanks very much. My name is Brendan Carr. I'm from the University of Pennsylvania. The disclosures I think are pertinent are that I ran a conference for the Society for Academic Emergency Medicine a year ago about regionalized emergency care systems. I was co-chair of that conference and also co-PI of two R13 grants, one from NINDS and one from AHRQ to fund that conference. The conference was co-funded by ASAP SAM and the Emergency Department Practice Management Association. In addition to that, we, along with my partner Charlie Brannis at Penn, we hold two research grants, one from the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality to study stroke systems of care, and the other from the CDC to study trauma systems of care. But no disclosures of note from industry.
Good morning. My name is John Files. I'm an acute care surgeon from Nevada. I'm a professor of surgery at the university, vice chairman, program director for general surgical training, surgical critical care, trauma burns, and acute care surgery. And that's my day job. I have grants related to that that come from Department of Defense in fluid warming in the austere environments, and also informatics grants from transportation and injury. I have a second job, which is that I'm the medical director of trauma programs for the American College of Surgeons. American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma holds grants from the CDC. And under grants from HRSA, I wrote the open source, open code, national trauma data bank and its dictionary, which is an MSIS compliant information system. And I think that's enough for one day. Thank you.
Art Cooper, I'm a pediatric general and trauma surgeon from New York City, professor of surgery at Columbia, and director of trauma and pediatric surgical services at Harlem Hospital, one of our level one trauma centers in New York City. I've been deeply involved with the Emergency Medical Services for Children program also for 15, 20 years. Working primarily with my colleagues at New York University and Bellevue Hospital in terms of that effort. Most recently, we've been working with the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene on several disaster preparedness projects that are funded both by CDC and HRSA. I also have some small grants from the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee for injury prevention purposes. I too am a member of the National EMS Advisory Committee, in addition to several New York State advisory committees. And my primary professional involvement of late has been through the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma and the AMA National Disaster Life Support Executive Committee.
Good morning. I'm Skip Kirkwood. I'm the chief of the Wake Kennedy EMS Division in Raleigh, North Carolina. I currently serve as president of the National EMS Management Association, and I'm a senior consultant with Fitch & Associates in Kansas City. Paramedic, recovering attorney, and no industry interest to disclose.
Good morning. I'm Gary Wingrove. I work for the Mayo Clinic Ambulance Company. I'm a member of the National EMS Advisory Council. Did some work on NHTSA's performance measures project, and also convened a group that looked at some consensus measures and did some testing with NHTSA's data. I'm a recovering former state EMS director, and no industry interest to disclose.
I'm Ricardo Martinez. I am currently faculty in emergency medicine over at Emory School of Medicine. In emergency medicine and work clinically at Grady. The other roles I have is I'm on the ASAP Federal Government Affairs Committee. I was co-chair with Dr. Carr on the consensus conference about changing from regionalization to integrated networks of care. I'm the senior physician for the National Football League for Super Bowl, and yes, I can get tickets. It's 23 years doing that. And until recently, was president of the East Division of the Schumacher Group, that was an emergency medicine company.
Good morning, I'm Rich Zane. I'm the Vice Chair of Emergency Medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital, Associate Professor at Harvard Medical School, and I'm the Medical Director for EMS and Preparedness for Partners Healthcare, which is a large network of hospitals in Boston. I have funding from the DOD, ARC, and HHS for preparedness work. I have no conflict of interest, and I'm the Medical Director for the New England Patriots.
Hello, I'm Christy Henderson from University of Mississippi, where I am the Chief Advanced Practice Officer there and have been a nurse practitioner in the emergency department there for many years. I am an assistant professor at the School of Nursing there and am on the Health IT Committee, as well as the director of the statewide telemedicine program there. I do have funding from FCC and USDA.
Good morning. I'm Kathy Renner. I'm an emergency physician in Texas. I have an associate professorship in emergency medicine at the University of Texas in Dallas. I've been involved in emergency care for almost 30 years now, although everyone says you look too young to have been doing it for that long. I've been working with the Arkansas Department of Health and Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services for a number of years and helping them develop their statewide trauma accreditation programs. I've also been working with the American College of Surgeons Committee on Trauma for trauma consultations, which assists states in developing trauma systems in their jurisdictions. I have no industry funding or grant funding to declare.
Good morning. I'm Nick Newdell from Encinitas, California, and I work for First Watch Solutions. We do a lot of biosurveillance and 911 data surveillance. A lot of our customers are CDC-funded customers, so we do a lot of CDC-funded work. I've also previously served on a committee funded by CDC, the TIDE committee, where we worked on triage systems. And I'm a paramedic. And I've also done a lot of consulting work for states and systems who are funded by flex grants or local state grants. Otherwise, I have no declarations.
Hello, I'm Alan McCullough. I'm a public safety director for Fayette County, which is a metro county in and around Atlanta. In that capacity, I'm over the 7 departments of public safety. I'm also an emergency nurse practitioner and work part-time at one of our urgent care centers and also one of our family free clinics. I'm chair of education for the American Heart Association, also involved with the EMS section for International Association of Fire Chiefs. Been involved with the National Registry and the Board of Directors, had been for about 7 years, and actively involved in EMS education, teaching at the paramedic and critical care level for about 30 years, and no conflict of interest.
Good morning. I'm John Kusky. I'm the interim chairman of neurosurgery at the University of California, Irvine, my 3rd time around as chairman. I have no industry disclosures to make at this time. I've been involved in emergency care in California for about 30 years, helping to set up the trauma systems in the state. And I've been involved with National Neurosurgery for many years regarding EMTALA and emergency care. I am presently the chairman of the board of the Institute of Medical Quality, which is a portion of the CMA which deals with quality issues in the state of California. And I was the member of the EMTALA TAG and was chairman of the on-call committee for physicians in the United States.
Good morning. I'm Tommy Loacano. I'm a paramedic, currently the chief operations officer for the city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I've been actively involved in pre-hospital EMS for about 37 years. Currently sit on the board of directors of the National Registry of EMTs as their vice chair. I'm also a member of the advisory board of NEDARC and the EMSC National Resource Center in Washington. I was a member of the subcommittee of the IOM panel on future of emergency health care in the U.S. system. And I have no grant funding to disclose, but I've done many, many reviews, mostly in HRSA. Thank you.
I'm Michael Sayer, and I'm an emergency physician at The Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. did that for Chuck. I currently have funding from the Medtronic Foundation to help lead a project to improve cardiac arrest survival in 5 states by improving the systems of care in those locations. I'm also currently the chair for the American Heart Association Emergency Cardiovascular Care Committee, which produces training materials that are used in several countries and have received travel reimbursement from the AHA for those activities.
Hi, my name is Chuck Cairns. I'm the chair of the Department of Emergency Medicine at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. We have a number of grants that engage with this area of regionalization. So first of all, it's been our pleasure to work with NQF on the development of the environmental scans and on the draft of this framework paper. We have a group that's active in EMS, particularly in regionalization quality and care issues, that's been funded currently by CDC, NHTSA, EMSC, the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, the Duke Endowment, the Medtronic Foundation in conjunction with Michael's project, the American Heart Association Outcomes Project, as well as the state of North Carolina. We also are engaged in biopreparedness research on a regional basis. That's funded by the North Carolina Public Health, the CDC, and Department of Homeland Security. And then I am the co-director and principal investigator of the NIH U.S. Critical Illness Injury Trials Group, along with Karen Cobb. and I serve on a number of data and review committees for the Resuscitation Outcome Consortium, the Pediatric Emergency Research Clinical Research Network, and I have a number of organizational affiliations. I serve on the American Heart Association Leadership Committee for the Council on Critical Care, Cardiopulmonary Resuscitation. I also am the past chair and current member of the Research Committee of the American College of Emergency Physicians. I also am the co-chair of the American College of Emergency Physicians Society for Academic Emergency Medicine Federal Task Force. And then finally, I serve on the Steering and Organizing Committee of the U.S. Critical Illness Injury Trials Group.
Good morning. My name is Jeff Williams. I'm an EMS fellow and attending physician at UNC in the Department of Emergency Medicine, funded by NGF for this project, the environmental scan and the draft framework that we've created. I have a university grant, small university grant, to study community cardiac arrest and integration of AEDs with public emergency systems, and I very soon will be the associate medical director for the North Carolina State Highway Patrol.
Hi, my name is Lauren Ritchie. I'm actually a project manager at NQF. I manage a couple of projects related to renal disease. However, I've just recently been asked to assist Sally and Eric in this project.
Hi, Eric Coltmiro, NQF staff, and great to meet everyone today. And if you have any questions over the next couple of days while you're here in D.C., feel free to contact me.
Are there any steering committee members on the phone? Robin Shively? Okay, yeah, it's open. Okay.
Sally, all right, I have one more that's important to disclose. I'm currently a senior investigator with funding from the Office of EMS at NHTSA to investigate proof of concept of evidence-based guideline development for pre-hospital protocols. And that is a project that is ongoing about halfway through and I think important to the process. Thanks.
Okay, and I'm Sally Turbyville at NQF. I'm the senior director on this project. So before we move on, thank you all of you for providing your introductions and oral disclosure. I want to provide each of you now an opportunity. If you have questions of your colleagues regarding their disclosure, please go ahead and do so now. Okay, great. So let's get started on the content of the meeting. I'm going to hand it over to Eric to kick us off, and we'll just keep moving through this agenda.
And again, welcome. I'm just going to touch over the next few minutes with, and feel free to interrupt me if you have any questions, but a little bit more about some of the work that's been done and what's ahead for the committee. So the Regionalized Emergency Medical Care Services Project began in November of 2010, funded under NQF's contract with the Department of Health and Human Services. As discussed previously, this project has two core components in this first phase. The environmental scan of fully developed or pipeline measures, which was completed in February 2011, which is a resource document moving forward. And then the measurement framework report, a conceptual guide to for measure development and what we're here today to really work on and to develop. And as discussed, we've been working with the University of North Carolina as partners in this effort, but looking forward to your expert review of the document. Objectives of the framework report: to provide guidance to policymakers, healthcare leaders, and other key stakeholders toward a high-performing healthcare system, to identify crucial gaps in measurement and as a springboard for defining performance measurement, and to signal what type and where performance metrics are needed. Really a key document in the potential second phase of this project where measures would be endorsed. This framework would really serve as a key point and a key guide for the community of measure developers as they seek to develop measures and submit them to NQF for potential endorsement. And as the arrow at the bottom notes, NQF aims to establish that roadmap so that when the measure endorsement happens down the road, that we'll have a guide to where those critical gaps are. The steering committee acts as a proxy for NQF within this project, works with the staff, and makes recommendations to the NQF membership for endorsement. So following this meeting and subsequent conference calls, there will be a vote on a recommendation for endorsement. As discussed during the orientation, there will be a review period where the framework goes out for comment from NQF members and the public. And really, NQF gathers that consensus that is so important and that we all are going to be focusing on, and the committee will have an opportunity to respond to the comments compiled from NQF members and the public. And then moving forward, as following a potential endorsement of the framework, the co-chairs would represent the steering committee when the CSAC meets to give final approval of the framework report. A quick look at the timeline. As mentioned previously, this project is going to be moving forward very quickly, and we have noted the days previous, the orientation webinar, the first draft due, the concede, the in-person meeting, and some tight turnarounds here, but all the more emphasis as to why this committee's work is so essential and the comments today are so critical. You can see the member and public comment will happen in July, and then as well we'll have additional conference calls to discuss the work as we move toward the potential endorsement, followed by member vote and then approval by NQF's CSAC and Board of Directors. As far as relevant external efforts, as often discussed during the orientation call, there was the IOM and the important work done there that many of you on this committee have seen and were involved with, and the workshop from September of 2009 and the subsequent report released in March 2010. The National Quality Strategy that NQF, through its National Priorities Partnership, was involved in putting together, and the importance of better care and improving the overall quality and making care patient-centered, reliable, accessible, and safe. And then some of the other efforts. We've received suggestions about some of the other critical work for the committee to consider, and just a few of them are listed here, but the ASEP work on the state of emergency medicine, the Emergency Nurses Association benchmarking guide, and then work done by folks in the international community, including Canada, as far as EMS planning, which can serve as kind of comparative and looking how other countries have dealt with this work. And there really are, as discussed during the orientation, a whole range of efforts to consider. These are just a few of them, including the work of many different specialty societies, which were mentioned during the orientation call, but a few efforts to consider here. So that concludes my thoughts as far as the overview and relevant external work. I don't know, other comments from NQF staff moving forward?
Any questions from the committee members about the project or expectations from us and from you today and through the course of the report writing? Oh, yes, thank you. We did a disclosure of interest and introductions, and thank you for joining us today. If you could please just provide any relevant disclosures of interest that you think your committee members or the public should know about, and then also a brief introduction, we would appreciate it.
Sure, I'm Jesse Pines. I'm currently at George Washington University, where I serve as the director of the Center for Healthcare Quality. And I think the only relevant disclosure is currently I'm on the advisory board for a company called the Doc Clock that measures ED waiting times.
Uh, thanks again for everybody for your introductions. I think as you hear us go around the room, two themes emerge. One, this is an incredibly accomplished group with a broad array of backgrounds and interests. Second, all of you are terrible business people because you haven't sold yourself to a lot of commercial interests. It's obvious to me. Again, I want to express my hope that as we go through this process that you will be very actively engaged, contribute your best ideas, and really push this process so that we can have the best possible product at the end of the day. Are there any questions from that overview of the process that any of you have about what we are about today and how we're going to be going about our business that you would like to direct to the NQS staff? Dr. Martinez.
I echo your comments. We have a lot of smart people in here, and looking at what we're trying to do, my question is, at what level are we trying to come up with measures? In other words, I can get real down nitty-gritty. We're trying to just get high-level measures for systems. What's the charge to the committee so we don't get bogged down in maybe the wrong level?
Just one correction. We're actually not going to get to measures today. This is really staying above that. It would really be identifying what are those key areas where you think measures are needed, rather than the actual measures themselves. The hope would be that this report will then serve as an opportunity for measure developers to look towards and say, this is what's needed.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Other questions?
So we all have the agenda and the handout that kind of outlines what we're going to be doing for the rest of the day today and then tomorrow. I'm sure all of you have received and hopefully have reviewed the UNC document that will serve kind of as a template or a straw man, if you will, as we start discussing some of these issues. And I think it's safe to say, based on the conversations with the UNC staff and the NQF, that we're certainly not tied to this by any means. This is a starting point, not an ending point, and I don't think anyone's feelings are going to get hurt if you make suggestions or changes or deletions to this document. So looking at the rest of the day today, we are going to go into a little bit of detail and talk about some of the background work that's been done and hopefully set the stage to look at what measures are out there, what areas are already being measured, and then also determine some of the gaps. We're going to spend a little bit of time on some of the definitions, and I know we've talked at great length about trying to define regionalization, and we've done that for many years, and I don't think that we're going to have a magic bullet and solve the regionalization definition problem today, but I do think that we're going to have to put forward at least a working definition so that we can define what it is exactly we're talking about here. You know, kind of in keeping with the comments about keeping this kind of an elevated 30,000-foot level, I would implore you, please not to get buried in the detail. We will make a definition, but it's certainly not going to be something that is the end-all definition for regionalization. We'll have an opportunity for some public comment, and I appreciate the folks who have joined us here in the room as well as those who are listening on the phone. And tomorrow we will be breaking into subgroups to talk about the individual domains or buckets that we would like to examine to look at regionalized systems of care. So that's kind of a brief overview. As the timeline showed, this is kind of a tight timeline. However, there are many opportunities built in to reevaluate what was done, to reevaluate what was done after that, and to reevaluate again. So there'll be opportunity by the steering committee as well as the general public to provide input and comment. So please don't think that, you know, after you walk out of here tomorrow, you'll never hear from us again, because that's certainly not the case. So that's kind of a little bit of an overview of what is going to happen today and tomorrow. Art, you got a few other things you'd like to highlight?
Yeah, it occurred to me that while we have a number of accomplished people at the table, we have an equally, if not more accomplished group looking on to the table. And I wonder if the audience would indulge me for a moment and let each of you introduce yourselves as well. You don't necessarily have, I suppose actually I could make you all parade up here to the microphone, but if you would be happy to, do we have a traveling mic? I think that would be helpful both for capturing the record and because we really have some extraordinarily accomplished people, both as individuals and representing organizations, and I would appreciate if the audience in attendance would introduce themselves as well. And at the end of that, we will go back to see if there's anyone in particular on the phone that would like to also introduce themselves that may be listening in. So if we could start on this side. Thank you.
Cynthia Singh, I'm the Director of Grant Development for the American College of Emergency Physicians.
Monica Lathan-Dye, I'm a public health analyst with the with ASPR.
Hi, I'm Kate Goodrich. I'm a medical officer at ASPE, and I am the project officer for the NQF contract.
Good morning. I'm Cynthia Hansen. I'm a clinical psychologist, work in the Division of Preparedness Planning at the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response.
I'm Joe Morris, United States Public Health Service, assigned to Department of Homeland Security, Office of Health Affairs.
Good morning. I'm Noah Smith with the NHTSA Office of Emergency Medical Services.
Good morning. Susan McHenry, also with the NHTSA Office of Emergency Medical Services.
I'm Tina Sergel. I'm the nurse consultant for Emergency Medical Services for Children under HRSA.
Hi, Adrienne Roberts, the Senior Manager for Legislative Affairs with the American Association of Neurological Surgeons.
Hi, my name is Greg Margolis. I'm the Director of Health Systems and Health Policy for the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response.
Good morning, Ian Corbridge. I work with my colleague there, Andy Rozek, at HRSA.
The pillar. Good morning. I'm Andy Garrett. I'm the Deputy Chief Medical Officer for the National Disaster Medical System. I'm also on detail as the Interim Director for the Emergency Care Coordination Center, PCR doc, and an EMS and disasterologist by training.
Good morning. I'm David Ricken. I'm a Senior Public Health Analyst at ASPR.
Good morning, I'm Sabina Burney. I work at the Emergency Care Coordination Center at the Office of the Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response.
Hello, Angela Franklin, Director of Quality and Health IT at the American College of Emergency Physicians.
I'm Michael Rapp. I'm an emergency physician and Director of the Quality Measurement and Health Assessment Group at CMS.
Thank you very much. Are there any individuals listening in on the telephone that care to introduce themselves? Either no one's listening in or they're all being shy, but that's all right. Exactly. Or they can't find their mute button, one of those possibilities. Okay, well, we are a bit ahead of schedule, but I want to give Dr. Cairns an opportunity to compose his thoughts. So we will take an uncharacteristically early break to give people a chance to stretch their legs and process their coffee, and then we will reconvene. Why don't we start a little, huh? Will that work? Okay, and we will plan where we were going to reconvene at 10:30, I will propose that we actually reconvene at 5 after 10. That'll get us a little ahead of schedule, and then we can beat on Dr. Cairns a little more later. So we'll take a short break.